Well, it's a huge one. It was, you know, this wasn't an easy game, and I think when you look on paper, a team's just won 8 on the bounce. This was going to be a difficult game, and you know, it's easy to come in and say, well, oh, they're on such a good run, you know, let's not turn up. I think the fact that we prepared well for the players, and they were very, very focused. We've seen it last week against Bournemouth. Very unlucky not to get a result, and I just said we've got to keep that mentality going. That was you know, we had an agreement between us that we'd give that kind of commitment, and today it was no exception. I thought the way we started the game, and I said, we can play and play good football when we can and move the ball around on a big pitch, and, you know, let's make them work hard for whatever they get out of the game. And I thought the start was important, and, you know, I don't think Steve had a shot to save in the first half, which was important for us to build on. And the second half, I said if we can even improve 10%, we'll go and win the game. So that was important, and the players responded magnificently.
How difficult was that first half for the team, do you feel? Because it was quite nip and tuck at times, wasn't it?
Of course it was. The one thing that we knew and what we'd expect is that a team who's in such good form, their mentality is they can go and take anybody on. We had to make sure that we didn't allow them to have the freedom to play. We've watched a lot of their games recently, and one of the things that they've started well, the combination between Lisby and Mooney up front have been fantastic, and we had to make sure we didn't give them the freedom. And I thought, putting Collins in the holding midfield role nullified that immensely, and it was part of the plan to work on, and I thought it worked a treat, to be fair.
Okay. As far as the second half, What did you change? What did you say to the players at half time to come out the way they did?
I said, well, you know, the balls, it's up for grabs 150, 200 times in a game. And I said, we've got to make sure we have the higher percentage. If you have the higher percentage, you get better chances of winning games. And I thought the first half we won 60-40. And I thought the second half we increased it and won 70-30. If everything that dropped, and that was important, the midfield players. And if they do that well, then our chances will come, and when they do come, you take them. And certainly the opportunities that we had, we took with great promise and certainly great confidence.
Three great goals for you for the team to score, but as far as their goal, what did you make of the decision to give the penalty and also a yellow card for handball? What were your thoughts on it?
Well, the referee, he actually hesitated, didn't he, and thought about it, and you know, Christian's absolutely adamant. It's not even touched him. He's only, you know, and he's so close to the ball, and he's got his both hands down the side. It's such a difficult one to call, you know, from a referee's point of view. I think they were clutching at straws, really, and it would have been unjust had that affected our second half performance. And again, that mentality that we hadn't seen for a while, it just shows you the confidence when they've said, all right, so what? They've went and scored, but we'll still keep doing what we're doing, and we've kept attacking, and Damien's got a fantastic second goal.
You brought Paul Reid back into the side, back from suspension, as your other change. You mentioned Michael Collins. Mark McChrystal's the one to drop out. What was the decision-making there between him and Niall Canavan?
Well, there was no hesitation. I mean, Reid is our captain, he's our young leader, and he's been fantastic when he's played. So we've missed him, really, his leadership qualities. And to be honest, I think Niall works really, really well with Reedy, because Reedy talks to him and communicates to him, and there's a natural balance because he's a right footer and he's a left footer. With McChrystal, they're both left footed, and sometimes they go for the same ball at times, sometimes it goes against you. It's nothing against Mark McChrystal. He's done okay, but at the end of the day, you know, Reedy's our player, and the fact that he'd been performing really well prior to being sent off was important. We brought him back in, and it was certainly a performance that heralded him as a captain of this football club.